This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Kathmandu Metropolitan City postpones COVID-19 vaccination campaign citing lack of doses. Nepal national football team playing against Australia in World Cup qualifiers today. And United States pledges to donate 500 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines to poor countries. Now, the news in detail. The vaccination campaign against COVID-19 has been postponed in Kathmandu Metropolitan City. The municipality issued a notice on Thursday evening stating that the vaccination program has been stopped. The vaccination program has been postponed until further notice as the district has received information from the Department of Health Services that the vaccine doses have been finished and new doses are not available. The municipality had launched a campaign to vaccinate senior citizens of the age group of 60 to 64 starting June 8. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota is holding discussions with the top leaders of the major political parties today. Speaker Sapkota has sent written letters to leaders of the parties representing in the parliament. According to the Speaker's secretariat, the meeting is convened in Lotse Hall in the Parliament House. After the dissolution of the House of Representatives, Speaker Sapkota had separate discussions with the former Speaker and legal practitioners earlier. Nepal is facing Asian powerhouse Australia in its final match of the second phase of the World Cup and Asian Cup qualifiers today. Australia, who has played 5 World Cups, will secure a place in the third round of the World Cup qualifiers if they win today's game. The match will start at 10:15 p.m. Nepali time at Javier Al Hamad International Stadium in Kuwait. Additional 3 corona-related deaths have been reported in Bake district. According to District COVID Crisis Management Center's focal person Tezwali, 3 more deaths have been confirmed in 2 hospitals of Bake district. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The United States has pledged to donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as poorer countries struggle to get their populations vaccinated against coronavirus. U.S. President Joe Biden in the U.K. for a G7 summit said on Thursday that this would be the largest single purchase and donation of COVID-19 vaccines by any single country ever. He vowed the United States would be the arsenal of vaccines in the fight against COVID-19. The human rights organization Amnesty International has said China is committing crimes against humanity in Xinjiang, the northwestern region that is home to the Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities. In a report published on Thursday, Amnesty called on the United Nations to investigate and said China had subjected Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other Muslims to mass detention, surveillance, and torture. Boris Johnson had said after meeting US President Joe Biden for the first time that the alliance between the US and the UK should be known as the indestructible relationship. He said he had terrific talks with Mr. Biden, who has traveled to Cornwall for the G7 summit of the world leaders. The summit begins later with vaccines and climate change on the agenda. The two men met in Cabris Bay, Cornwall on Thursday ahead of the start of the G7 summit, which will see the leaders of the Canada, the EU, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the US and UK gathering in person for the first time since the pandemic. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Kathmandu Metropolitan City postpones COVID-19 vaccination campaign citing lack of doses. Nepal national football team playing against Australia in World Cup qualifiers today. And United States pledges to donate 500 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines to poor countries. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.